There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Across this great country, from the sports world to the frustration we feel over some of the things that are happening in D.C. anyway, to lots of new graduates. Boy, I was looking through some pictures today that somebody handed me of some kids that were graduating, and I love the graduation ceremonies of the kindergarten kids. Oh, nothing but your future right in front of you. You're not jaded, we hope, right? You're just looking forward to what's next. First grade and math. I just remember that. When I graduated from kindergarten, I remember this. I went to PS 8315, I think, in New York. I remember I played the triangle, and we did a lot of fun things. And then I knew we were going to have to do math, because everybody would tell me, you got to do math. Meaning the other kids would tell us that to try to scare us. You got to do math. This is like planting the seed already that we weren't going to be mathematical geniuses, right? Just so you know, when you come in this next grade, it's not going to be so easy. Forget the cupcakes and the chocolate milk. All right, a new poll is out. And we have a lot of choices, just like with the flavor of cupcakes, when it comes to the Republicans. But this new shocker, Fox News poll, shows that Bush and Walker are topping the Republicans. Hillary's support is dropping. Now, do you think it's dropping because it was a Fox News poll, or no, it's dropping? Here's what the poll said. Tight race at the top of the Republican pyramid. Former Gov Jeb Bush, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, 12%, followed by Ben Carson, 11%. How about that? Ben Carson, popular when he goes out and speaks, but does he have enough steam to really contend if he keeps ending up on the top of all the polls, not just Fox, the Fox poll? He could contend more than people think. I mean, there's no true front runner in the race for the Republican nomination. And not all the candidates in the polls have declared yet. So this brand new poll smacks Bush and Walker. And then Carson after them. Rand Paul, 9%. Ted Cruz, 8%. Rubio, 7%. Rubio's the one that's interesting. A lot of people were pointing to Rubio as, oh, handsome, young, Latin American, because family came from Cuba, speaks Spanish, all that kind of stuff. But he seems to be in the middle to lower each and every poll that I've read recently. Mike Huckabee, 6%, current. There's a Freudian slip. Current Jersey governor, Chris Christie, 5%. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry, who's going to make it official sometime in the morning, and businessman Donald Trump each got 4%. The top four faves for the Tea Party, no, I don't think it's a surprise. Walker, 22%, Cruz, 17%, Carson, 12%, Paul, 11%. Boy, oh boy. I think we're just going to keep seeing more of the same along the way. All right, on the Hillary side of things, she's the clear front runner. We know that for the nomination. 57% support among self-identified Democratic primary voters. Still down from 63% from last month. Only the second time in more than a year that support for Clinton is below 60%. Her highest support was 69% in April of last year. Bernie Sanders has doubled his number from 6% last month to 11%. The most recent Dem to jump in, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, just 4%. And then other people's names are thrown in there. too. And they had different things in the poll. They even asked the question, would you rather the next president be a Democrat or a Republican? They asked the voters the simple question and found a split. 40% preferred a Dem, 39% a Republican. That's very even. Pretty interesting, I think, that it was that close. And this is a Fox News poll. Fox News poll. Jeb Bush, Scott Walker on top now. And there's still people to declare, and there's still a lot of scenarios to be played out. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Nathan Reeder, our technical producer extraordinaire, will join us for that segment. And as we move through the rest of the hour, we'll talk some more about ISIS and what ISIS is doing to recruit and how more of that information is starting to come out. Plus, at the tail end, we'll take you to the movies. Movies. There's some new movies out that people are talking about. I don't know if that means they're good or they're just getting some lip service, but we'll try to address that question. Melissa McCarthy is in one of the movies, and she's pretty popular. She's sort of the everyday person with a funny personality, I guess. That's what I believe people think, and that's why they like her. But it seems like the movies that she's in, she's been starring in a lot of them, but she also gets the box office, so she's going to get more of those movies as she's getting the box office bang, that's for sure. Worth mentioning here, because I actually got a couple of people who asked me what I thought of the hockey game, and I did watch the last two periods. Game one went to the Blackhawks, who have like a dynasty going on. They won that game 2-1, getting both goals deep into the third period. That's a huge rally, even with the greatness of the Blackhawks, to win it that way. You just had the feeling someone was going to score, but I thought it was going to go into overtime, and of course didn't go into overtime. This could be a series that ends up being set games. It's going to be really tough to beat the Chicago Blackhawks, but not necessarily impossible. Hate losing on home ice, I bet, for all the people that were sitting there paying whatever they paid price-wise for their ticket. Also, on this version of America Tonight, remember that whole thing with the Pacific Pipeline, Santa Barbara, the oil that spilled thousands of gallons of oil into the Pacific? They say the pipeline that was part of the problem is corroded. And that led to the spill, which led to them shutting the spigot off, if you will, as fast as they could, because gallons of oil was spilled into the water. So they think it's about 101,000 gallons of crude oil that happened last month. But they're not completely sure. A lot of it came to the shorelines, the thickness, the horribleness. And they're just trying to guess on that, I think, and measure the best they can. Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo, round the bend.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Fun, America? I know you are. Kate Delaney saying, I can't believe it's June. That's why we're hearing all of those songs that end and start, and somewhere in between you hear pomp and circumstance. You know it. You know how that song goes. The graduation song. Lots of graduations happening. A lot of people either looking for work, looking to move up to the first grade, maybe moving up to high school. That's a big leap we take. Ooh, that's a huge leap that we take when we're kids. It's time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
All right, Nathan Reeder, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, Kate Delaney. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Nathan. Thank you for asking. Let me ask you this. Well, first I'm going to tell you about the story, and I'm going to get your take. Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo. They found a medicine bottle, buttons, plates. There were remnants from the Franklin Expedition. 1845, this ship went to the Arctic. It ended up with two ships that were ultimately sunk. It was all about science back then. That's what they were doing. So now in the idea or spirit of history, they're being brought to the surface. The HMS Hebrus, one of the ships that carried Sir John Franklin and his men to the Arctic in search of a Northwest Passage. So until they found this Evers, they didn't know where that ship had come to rest. And then the sister ship, the HMS Terror, ooh, still missing. That's a nice name. So they have pulled some of the artifacts from the wreck between Victoria Island and Canada. They bore through 6.5 feet of sea ice to dive for to go in there and see this Ebris and find what they could and get it from there. So let me ask you this question. First of all, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. What do you think?
I mean, bingo for science and shred it for, you know, I think I've said this before. There's a whole bunch of amazing things just buried right beneath us, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, continue up the science, good science people.
Yeah, continue bingo. Up the science. Bingo, bingo, I like it. Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. I do, but in another way, I think it's kind of cool to leave things where they are, but I suppose it's been there for so long, and there is a lot you could discover history-wise by bringing it up to the surface.
Well, I like that that you said, well, maybe we should just leave it there, guys, because, you know, there's probably a horror story you tell around the campfire about that good old HMS Terror, right?
And the ghosts roam the ocean today.
Maybe they would not be, you know, maybe we're waiting for them to come up and disturb us because we disturbed them. Oops.
Maybe. Could be. Could be that's what it is. All right, here's one for you, and you'll appreciate this. Someone who pays attention, I think, to these kinds of things. KFC is going to court to get rid of the rumors of GMO spider chickens. They want the world to know there's no such thing as an eight-legged, six-winged chicken. Apparently, the rumors are so bad in China, it's scaring off people. KFC rocks there, the people, you know, the people in China love it, but now they're freaked out about these spider chickens and they're afraid to eat the chicken.
That's really freaky.
It's a freaky picture I saw of this eight-legged, six-winged chicken, too, by the way.
I bet.
Oh.
I'm going to go with fruits and webbed, I don't know.
Fruits and nuts.
Webbed beaks.
Oh, the pictures are crazy, Nathan, and for everybody
I'm
listening.
I'm hungry.
Just think of a chicken with eight legs. They found about 4,000 messages online, they say with libelous claims, including photos that have been viewed like a million times. KFC is seeking the equivalent of $242,000 from each defendant as well as an apology. Because they say, listen, we got to keep our reputation intact. And they're right. If you see eight-legged chickens and say this was at KFC and it became so big that everybody was afraid to go to KFC, you're in trouble. It's just the way it is.
For me, as soon as it turned from them legally being able to call it chicken in the name, I haven't.
No chicken?
Not from KFC.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm the same way as you. Okay, how about this? This is cool. This goes along with my whole kindergarten thing. Some New Hampshire fourth graders are trying to figure out the name for a red-tailed hawk. It's the official state raptor. It was defeated at the state house. You know, they're trying to figure out what it is. A red-tailed hawk recently took up residence on the grounds of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And the White House said Wednesday in a blog post they need a name. And they just want people to suggest them. So the students at Lincoln Ackerman School in Hampton Falls have the honor of naming the first hawk. A moniker is due, because they have deadlines, of course. These kids have to realize this is Washington. A moniker is expected by the end of the week. I don't know. What do you call a hawk? A red-tailed hawk, a name for it.
So are they naming a species or just a specific bird?
A specific bird. I don't know. Because it's the official raptor of New Hampshire. Hector, I like that. Hector the red-tailed hawk. It needs a name like that.
Yeah.
It does. It needs kind of an odd name.
You need the sharps. A K sound in there is good.
Right, right. And it can't be some cheeseball-y video game or whatever. It has to be something completely different. All right. How about this? It's got to be a person's name, like you just said, Hector. It has to be a person's name. This is kind of crazy news, but an Illinois man backed his SUV through the garage door, and here's the thing about it. He said he always wanted to know what it was like to smash something through the door, through the garage door. Now he knows what that feeling is like. He was able to slam it with his family's help. He's 91 years old.
It was a wholly different story until you got to that part.
It was on his bucket list.
I wholeheartedly bingo this.
I love it. I love it, too. I want to smash into a garage. I'm 91, family. Will you help me accomplish my bucket list? And they said, yeah. And the garage is cute. He wrecked the garage. I mean, he rammed it. It's a gorgeous garage. You could probably, I saw a picture of it. You could probably live in it. You and I could live in it. We could probably have five other people in it. I mean,
with some of the houses that I've lived in, you wouldn't know that a truck didn't drive through that. So.
You know, so you've lived, have you lived in a garage ever? You know what I'm saying? Like, they convert them. They convert them. That's very popular
but
to
some
do.
Of the basements that I've lived in might as well have been garages.
Might as well. Mm. Might as well. Mm-hmm. All right, so you say bingo on that one,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, forever.
I think that's bingo, too. I love it. I love it. And I like this, too. You know, sometimes you got to be creative when you got to make a little money, and desperate times, desperate measures. In Portland, one real estate person who was very smart decided it's so competitive that, you know, people are getting dozens of offers. There's bidding wars. Prices are skyrocketing. So one buyer found a unique way, offering free pizza for life, and it closed the deal immediately.
Yeah.
Free pizza, baby. You sign on the dotted line, you get it. That's what it was.
Pretty good deal.
Yeah. Pizza for life. I mean, that's, boy. I mean, and you know,
even if you're tired of eating pizza, you can find 20 people on the street that would eat pizza and do things for a free pizza.
Of course. And the house costs like $270, $270,000. And so now.
Oh, they can afford it.
Yeah, so now they get pizza as part of it, too. Yeah, but that's the East Coast. And the East Coast, it could be a garage because it's 900 yeah. square feet. True. So it's not giant. But pizza for life, at least they can eat in their garage. I don't know.
Pizza!
Oh, that was a very fun fruits and nuts. Shred it and bingo. Thank you. Stay with us.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Summertime. Kids are graduating at all different levels. That means they're either asking you for money or the keys to the car, because they're going to go and watch a movie. They're going to go hang. And that's what you do, right? That's what you do when you're a kid. Or we used to find arcades. We were talking about this the other day. Anybody have any arcades by them? If you do, I want to hear about it. 855-266-5283 as I veer in a different direction quickly. Now, because of the way video games are, it's just in your home. I mean, everything's, you got the hookup, you got it in your hand, you're playing the games. You don't have, I don't think you have as many arcades. Now, at the Jersey Shore, on the boardwalk, they have an arcade in Ocean City, New Jersey. They have an arcade in Wildwood Crest. I know in California, on one of the piers, they've got an arcade. And so I'm sure there's arcades, there are arcades, but they aren't what they used to be. I don't think they're as prevalent. And sometimes they're built into movie theaters, actually. And there's a place called Dave and Buster's But other than that, I'm going to say not how it used to be. It's not how it used to be when that was the deal. I mean, you know, seriously. Everywhere, every mall, every place you went, you would turn the corner and there would be another arcade right there. And people were playing pinball, driving cars, doing, you know, whatever. I wonder if that industry just must have taken such a huge hit, I'm assuming, and they have to adapt and do something else or add something else or whatever it might be, whether it's the paint, you know, whether you had paint tag or laser tag or something else, because I just don't think an arcade would hold up for anyone younger. You know, anyone younger, because they can just have that. They can just have that on their hand. You know, they can play it on the iPhone or iPad or whatever it might be. All right, let's veer into a few other things. And I'm serious. You can send me an email if you do know of a bunch of arcades. I'm just curious how many have closed down, actually. You know, sometimes when things are right underneath your nose, you don't notice. Like this $3 million art theft that went unnoticed for over a year. And you think, wow, a year. And this is the theft in the Dale Chihuly art that went unnoticed, which I find hard to believe because his stuff is so distinct. For those of you who don't know who he is, it's he's really cool. Look him up, and your mind will be blown. His story is neat. The glasswork is what it was, and it was missing from, and now I can see it. It was missing from a warehouse in Tacoma, but they were pretty meticulous about keeping track of everything. So, of course, priceless, famous artist artwork is stolen from a warehouse. You don't have to be Inspector Clouseau to figure that out. Oh, would it be a former employee? Sure enough, yep, charged with it. But here's the key, and this is why I'm bringing it up on this show. The guy who stole it, or allegedly stole it, Christopher Call, they say stole about 90 pieces of work. So it wasn't just one piece of work. It was all of this glass work. And he did it in a three-year span. So he take things, apparently, let time go, take something else, is what they're saying. Take something else, and then take something else, and then take something else. But there's another side to this, too. Apparently, he also was fighting a pill addiction, so they believe that that's the reason why he took the art, that he had to make money. He had to get money, he had to pay for that. Ooh. And not to notice. And I guess the employees were contacted by an art appraiser who had some of the missing stuff. Ugh. So that means he was desperately trying to sell it and went to the wrong person because they realized, yeah, this doesn't seem right. And they make a phone call and poof, you know, you're busted and that's it. Since we're kind of moving in a few different directions here, and I like this, we've definitely talked about the Patriot Act going down. We've talked about the latest with ISIS and what's shaking there. We've talked about the polls and the fact that now Bush and Walker lead the polls, or at least the Fox poll that just came out. They have the biggest percentage. And Ben Carson after that, and then it goes all the way down the list. I would think if, you know, it turns up one or two, you got to really think about whether or not you want to be in it. You got to really think about that. You know, I always wonder about these safaris, and if you're on a safari, okay, what's protecting you from the animals? You know, you see these cool things in Africa, and who doesn't have that on their bucket list? Hey, all expenses paid trip to Africa to see take you on a safari to see what it's really like, a real safari. But I happen to read this story about a 29-year-old woman from the United States who was attacked and killed by a lion. They say witnesses to the lion attack honked their horns trying to get the attention of the people in danger with the animal coming. So now picture this. You are in a car. You are in a Jeep. You're in this safari line. And you're seeing this lion come up on where they are, and you're honking, I mean, trying desperately to warn the people. And they said it was like it was a traffic jam in New York. They had their speakers turned up? It's a sad story. So the woman that was killed, just 29, Catherine Chapel, was her name. They believe what happened was, she was taking pictures, didn't see the lion come from the one side. She was in a car with a tour operator when the lion attacked. The operator was hurt trying to fight off the lion, but they think he's going to survive. And this was a place called Lion Park. The passengers and driver's windows were open. So the lion stopped just short of the car. The woman continued taking pictures. Then the lion lunged at the car, biting the woman through the open window. Oh, my. The ambulance came, and they did the whole first aid thing, but it, you know, what are they going to do? They couldn't do anything. They tried desperately to do whatever they could. And they show you, they say, no open windows. You know, it's forbidden. There are signs everywhere. They hand out slips of paper to everyone to keep them, warn them to keep their windows closed. But this could have been a little bit different because the girl who was killed worked on, she worked in Hollywood, and she was somebody was on Game of Thrones, like she's like an editor on Game of Thrones. So she was there at the tour operator, and that's probably what happened with the tour operator. You know, she gets into the car, and you're with the person running the place, you know, so that's what happens. All right, let's go to David in San Francisco. Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Kate. Long time no talk. Hey, you know.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Well, pretty good. And, you know, I was going to raise an issue. I heard you talking about that California oil spill 20 minutes ago or something. Yeah, and one of the things that's most profound about that is, you know, California is a wealthy state. And so we invest our money elsewhere around the country. People, you know, there are millionaires on the coastline that have got multi-million dollar properties up there. And if it gets all covered with oil, and especially on a regular basis, then you could have the collateral of a lot of financial institutions and infrastructure and all sorts of things around the country could fall apart because California's collateral starts to get smeared. So the idea that, you know, you've got these neocons from Georgia demanding that we do offshore drilling, when in fact, if we did so, the economy in various small parts of the country might just be torn apart if we ended up with a lot more spills.
You know, that's a good observation because, you know, the oil there is so close to the shore. That's not even way off the shore. You know, you see it as you see the rigs as you just drive down through Santa Barbara.
Sure. No, it's profound. Yeah, and the fact that these guys, you know, they pretend to know how to run government like a business, but they never get it right. And by God, if we ended up with a spill out there, there'd be a lot of economic collapse around the country. So, yeah, I hear these neocons, they keep, making jokes about whether or not we can survive global warming. It'd just get a little warmer and they can have their mint juleps and whatnot. But the idea that they're basically crapping their own beds. To have 900 tornadoes in 1 year, like I think upstate Alabama had 300 in one night, and for 5 mile across tornadoes in Oklahoma. That's craziness. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, the Oklahoma situation is so bad. I agree with you on the oil situation because I used to live in the central coast of California, and I wondered why they weren't further away from the shore is what I wondered. Why would you have them so close in? But it's the way the plants were designed then, as somebody told me. So there you go. Thanks for the call. Although, you know, I am all about that pipeline.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Mort, could we have an arpeggio, please? It's a thing. It's a run on the keys. Up, up.
Oh,
and the other one is a, I don't know. There's no business.
Yeah.
Like no business. Like no business. I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic allows. Nowhere could you get that.
The show and take you to the movies, because, you know, we need relief from all the cacophony of everything that is squeezing in on us. So what better place to start than with a comedy as we roll out Spy with Melissa McCarthy. Check it out.
To another successful mission. I couldn't do what I do without you in my earpiece.
Head down the tunnel. You got three coming in.
Can you imagine me as a spy?
With a gun.
What? These look delicious.
Cool.
This is very chewy.
You're eating a hand towel.
Just cleansing my palate. I joined the CIA. I thought I was going to be this amazing spy. I'm just the same boring person I was before.
You play it too safe.
I just hear my mom's voice. Give up on your dreams, Susan. Just write that in my lunchbox.
Reina Boyanov is about to sell a tactical nuclear weapon to a terrorist organization.
I told you to send me in there.
You can't. She knows the identity of all our agents. We need someone to find the bomb without being detected.
I'll do it.
Okay, thanks, lunch lady.
You're going.
Okay.
Yeah, bring one of your cats as a sidekick.
I don't have cats.
Go see Patrick. He's got special equipment for you.
Take the future.
You're a spy.
I know.
You'll be given a new identity.
Oh.
Cat lady. Missing a shirt that says I've never felt the touch of a man.
Yo, man. Hey, come inside. Mamma mia.
The confidence builder.
You really think you're ready for the field? Leave the action to me.
You are not to make direct contact with any of the targets.
You are incredibly out of your league.
Is that fair? Mother Butler!
I'm saving you! I'm a real spy. I once drove a car off a freeway on top of a train while I was on fire. Not the car. I was on fire.
You're starting to freak me out. Poor little pathetic Susan. My father used to bring people here. Did he also make you dress like a slutty dolphin trainer?
Did I forget to knock? Who are you?
You want me to have Cagney and Lacey explain to you? Cagney's gonna come up your ass like a thunderbolt and chew off bunch of your Swedish meatballs.
You gonna cry?
I'm not gonna cry.
You're crying now!
I'm not!
All right, so this movie, you get the gist. She's an unlikely spy. Melissa McCarthy, Rose Byrne is in it. Jude Law is in it. Jason Statham in this movie as well. I don't know. It looks pretty clever, actually. I would say it still is one you probably wait until it streams. Would you really shell out $9 for that? I'm going to say no. How about Freedom? That's up next. Let's cue it up, baby.
This story, although set in the past, is about the future, where I know freedom is.
Freedom, Samuel. God willing.
Sammy, you have to trust.
Well, they're gonna run us down. They're gonna beat us again. They're gonna put the collar to us again.
I'm tossed in this wide world.
I don't want you to go.
Mary, I'm simply the captain of Barton's ship. I don't own it, nor the cargo.
No hope have I for tomorrow.
They're taking food.
What is he saying? He wants his freedom.
Captain Newton, so like you, Samuel, confronted by his past. A soul without a compass.
I am a man. Am I not your brother?
Your great-grandfather was on that ship, Samuel. A boy struggling to hold on to hope.
Take this. It's a gift.
And separated by 100 years, united to try to find freedom. In 1856, the slave Samuel Woodward and his family escaped from the Monroe Plantation near Richmond, Virginia. And then the story goes from there. Cuba Gooding Jr., remember him from Jerry Maguire and from a whole bunch of other films? He's one of the stars in it. And finally, our last flick is called United Passions.
Our sport has a bright future ahead. Every day, around the world, new federations spring up.
Will be the Fédération Internationale de Football Association, FIFA.
Your so-called federation doesn't even exist yet. FIFA is full of money, Mr. Bennett.
You need the money. We need the World Championship.
The first World Cup will be held in...
Disastrous. Better is apparently good at finding money.
I want you to make our ball the star of the next World Cup. If that ball becomes a star, FIFA and Adidas will sign the biggest deal the world's ever seen.
An institution like ours cannot run on good intentions alone.
You have everything you need to run our family.
But you know, the slightest error and you're out.
I don't know where the money's gone.
It's a letter!
I mean, I have my suspicions.
You've been betrayed. You could go to prison.
The whole machine's going to blow up. And me with it. Everything I've done up until this point has been for the good of football.
Alright, so this movie, United Passions, ironically, you heard that, dealing with FIFA. Oh, they say timing is everything, or is it? Because look what's happening with FIFA and the big scandals. It's a French film about the origins of the world governing body of the Association of Football, the Fédération Internationale. That is now under massive scrutiny, and the U.S. is investigating it. So Gerard Depardieu, Sam Neill, Tim Roth, Fisher Stevens, a whole bunch of names that you would recognize are part of this flick. It could be a stroke of brilliance because of the attention on FIFA, people who normally are not paying attention to such things. I don't know, it might draw them into it, but I would say this movie, for me, would absolutely be a streaming movie. Probably one that would be way down the line when I had nothing else to do. No offense to the makers of this movie, but I think it'd be pretty far off my radar anyway. Remember, if you go to a movie, you can send me a cheap movie review, americatonight.net. If I use it, which I will, you'll get a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Make it count, everyone.
Elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I know noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.